In the left corner, President Obama, and in the right, Representative Paul Ryan. Chairman of the House Budget Committee and rising star of the GOP, Paul Ryan will give the official Republican response after the president's televised speech. Did we say rising star of the right? On Fox News, Karl Rove raves.
When it comes to budget and when it comes to spending, he is the brainiest, most thoughtful, deepest thinker on the Republican side of the aisle in the House.
He's very young, 41 years old, but he also has 7 congressional terms behind him, clearly a guy who accomplished a lot at a relatively young age.
But he's got some competition, or does he? As soon as Republican leaders tapped Ryan for the rebuttal, Tea Party darling Michelle Bachmann says she, too, is responding on behalf of the Tea Party. The economy will top the agenda in both the State of the Union address as well as the Republican responses. Initially, Bachmann's response was only going to be available online, but CNN has announced plans to carry it live. The network asked Democratic strategist Paul Begala, is a second Republican response a good idea?
Yes, I think it is for her. I don't think it's helpful for the Republican Party for the reasons that Susan states. Paul, and maybe actually not so good for the Democrats, because guys like me, we go for the glittery, sharp object out there and forget that it's a fishing lure and we get hooked. In other words, we get distracted by Michelle Bachmann when we ought to be focusing on Paul Ryan.
And CBS suggests the whole thing begs the question, who's really leading the Republican Party? A Republican strategist says two responses doesn't mean there's two different Republican parties.
There were stories before the election that there was a schism within the Republican Party with the Tea Party and the establishment, yet we still won 60-plus seats in the House. So I think that the Republican Party is still unified on core messages, which is that we need to cut spending, mm-hmm. we need to rein in the size of government, we need to focus on growing the economy. So whether it's Michelle Bachmann giving it in one venue and Paul Ryan giving it another, the message is still the same.
Not necessarily, writes Washington Monthly's Steve Bannon, who worries the fiscal hawk from Wisconsin could get mischaracterized, and that could be bad news for Democrats. I can only hope that Paul Ryan isn't positioned as the middle, literally and figuratively, between the president and Bachmann. Ryan is, after all, a hardcore radical intent on destroying Medicare and Social Security. Bachmann's wild-eyed craziness shouldn't make Ryan appear reasonable by comparison, but it might. Still, the Washington Post's Adam Serwer says no matter what's said tonight, he doesn't expect much to change. After tonight, talking about cutting spending will still be popular, while actually gutting the social safety net won't be. Neither the president's speech nor Ryan or Bachmann's response will change that. Stay with Newsy for multi-source analysis of the president's address and the Republican response. For Newsy.com, I'm Christina Hartman. Multiple sources, the real story.